Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's mind.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy!
Today's trigger warnings are explicit sexual content, domestic abuse, sexual assault, and violence.
And this week, we're telling Riley all about Hitched by Lauren Beal. And how many stars did you guys give it on Goodreads?
It's a reread for me, and both times I gave it 4 stars.
Nice.
I don't know why I'm into it.
I gave it 3.5. I think there were a lot of really bad choices in this book that I was
For sure.
Like bad choices by the characters?
Yeah, where I was like, why would you do that? What normal person would do that? It starts off, like, her first bad choice is, like, right at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, what the fuck?
I think this is going to be surprising for you. I gave it 3.5 as well.
Really?
Wow. It's just too...
Come here, go away.
Like, it's just too toxic for me.
Yeah.
Like, by the end, I was just like, get it the fuck together.
You guys need to break up.
I don't know. It was just too much for me. I was like, at the end, I was like rolling my eyes. Like, I was just,
I am shocked.
I know, because you guys were like, this is a 5-star read. And I was like, let's go, baby. But it was just too much. I just,
Damn. Okay. I guess even Jenna has limits.
Yeah,
I do.
And it's hitchhiking.
It's annoying men.
We all hate annoying men.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly.
Who doesn't?
Who's like, I love an annoying man.
Other annoying men.
The main character.
That's true. And Riley and I have a super fun announcement.
Yeah. We're doing a fun new little pod for the Patreon.
Yeah. So we, I think it's so funny because if you listen to the first episode of the podcast, Unfortunate Events, we were like, I can't believe nobody ever finishes this series. Then we're like, we're actually not going to do this anymore.
We just scratched that.
Yeah. So we didn't have as many listeners as we anticipated. So we're going to start over with something more fun, more smutty. And so Riley and I are going to be reading Reddit erotica over on Patreon.
Yes!
And let me tell you, it is so fun.
Yeah, we've already recorded a few episodes and... People will be writing some crazy shit, so.
The craziest shit.
I need to go subscribe to
I'm so excited.
Some of it's true, some of it's not. Like, some of it's fiction, some of it's nonfiction.
But it's all 100%
wild.
Yeah, wild. Crazy.
Can people send in their Reddit erotica to you?
Oh.
If they want, yeah. Kind of like an Ask Annie advice, but like a submit your erotica.
Yes.
What's our email? smutupandlisten@gmail.com.
That is correct.
Send it right there.
And our first episode is going to be for everyone to listen to. It just came out yesterday. So go check that out if you like it. We're going to be releasing new ones every Tuesday over on Patreon.
Yeah. Ooh,
amazing. I'm so excited.
All right. So the book starts out with our male main character, Lex. And he is a 40-something-year-old convict on the run. And I didn't like his age. I actually hated his age.
40?
40-something. Why do you have to be 40-something? Be 30-something. I'm so particular about the ages. I always have an issue with the ages. They're too old. They're too young, but whatever.
I don't know. There's just something about your 40s.
Right.
It's the new 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
He had a life sentence and killed a bunch of the other prisoners and then somehow escaped prison and is now hitchhiking in the middle of a downpour on a desolate road. Our female main character is 22-year-old Selena, and she's pulled over on the side of the road when he knocks on her window asking for a ride to the next exit. But she's like, I don't think so, because he's like a scary...
As he should.
Yeah, he's like all tattooed and like scary looking. He's buff.
Oh my God, he's tattooed.
Yeah.
So he's automatically hot.
What a delinquent.
She realizes that he's not wearing a jacket and it's pouring rain. So as he's walking away, she calls him back and tells him to get in.
Yeah. Is that mistake number one?
That is mistake number one. And at first I was like, okay, like he's not wearing a jacket. You felt bad for him. Sure. But then when you find out like where she's going and what her life story is, I'm like, why the fuck would you pick up a hitchhiker?
Okay. But also like feeling bad. I understand. I am someone that feels bad for everyone.
Throw an umbrella out the window.
But like, that's how you get killed. Okay. That's how you die.
If I learned anything from Ted Bundy, it's to never help a man.
Never help a man. You heard it here.
I've listened to a lot of true crime. Don't help men.
No. They don't deserve it.
They can do just fine on their own.
Yep. As they're driving, she's like, I don't know if I can drive in this. And he says, okay, then let me drive. And she says, no, she's not comfortable with that. And then he pulls out a gun and says, okay, either you drive or I do, but someone needs to fucking drive.
Ah! Yep. See?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Right there.
She's terrified now and is like, oh, fuck, what did I get myself into? And this is the part where I was like, why did you do this? She's checking the time, worried that she's not going to be home on time because what's waiting for her will almost certainly be worse than what this strange man will do to her.
Oh.
So, like, you should have just drove home. You should have scurried your little tushy home if you were so worried. But she picked up a hitchhiker.
Shouldn't have been an empathetic bitch.
No.
She gets a call through the Bluetooth from her husband, Bryce, and Lex forces her to answer it. Bryce asks her where the fuck she is, and she's like, I pulled over because of the rain. And he's like, no, you're lying. You're driving the opposite direction of home. I can see it from the tracker on your phone. She hangs up, and Lex is like, he tracks you? And she's like, you're one to talk. You're a carjacker.
Yeah.
She says, you don't understand. He'll kill me. And he says, that's not his problem. Now drive. And then he smashes her phone. He sees that she has a rabbit foot hanging from the rearview mirror and starts calling her rabbit, which pisses her off to no end, but he doesn't care. He forces her to drive them to a CD motel and pay cash for their disgusting room, and the creepy hotel owner simultaneously checks her out and asks if she's okay because she's clearly distressed, but she just nods her head and is like, I'm fine, but she's not fine. Why didn't you just say, no, I'm not fine?
Yeah.
Whatever. Lex is thinking to himself that this woman looks far too good to be in a shitty room like this. She's probably never even stepped foot in a hotel that was less than 3 stars. She walks into the bathroom and screams, and Lex follows her to see her staring at a used condom on the sink.
Why would you scream?
She's a prissy girl. She said, ah,
a condom. I'll give her a pass on this one. It's pretty fucking gross, but I've also seen a man's intestines lying on a prison sink. So, actually, it looks eerily similar, but instead of being filled with cum, the intestines were filled with blood.
Little cutie.
Disgusting.
He tells her to relax and grabs a piece of toilet paper to pick it up, and he gets rid of it and says, all better. He climbs into the nasty bed and lifts the covers, telling her to get in. She's sleeping with him because he doesn't want her trying to escape in the middle of the night. She tries to say no, but he doesn't let her, so she falls asleep as far away from him as possible. She wakes up in the middle of the night, completely snuggled up to him, and flails out of the bed.
I think I would too.
You think you'd snuggle him in the middle of the night?
No, I'd flail out of the bed.
She'd be like, oh fuck.
I'd be like, get me out of here.
I'm not like a subconscious cuddler.
Are you?
No, I'm not. I don't understand how people like wake up snuggled up next to someone and they're like, ah.
No, I don't even do that to my husband.
No.
Mm-mm.
Stay on your side of the bed. I'll stay on mine.
Please don't touch me.
Yeah, stay in your zip code. honestly. She tries to make a run for it, but Lex has her before she can even open the door, and he tells her he was trying to be fucking nice to her, and Selena tries to apologize, but he grabs her by the throat and tells her she has no idea how much willpower it's taken for him not to touch her, and she's like, I'm married. He asks if she's ever been with another man aside from her husband, and she says no, and he's like, fuck me then, and she says, absolutely not. He says, they will be fucking, maybe not today or tomorrow, but it will happen. And we learn that her marriage to Bryce was a business arrangement between their families, and he's horrible and abusive, and their families forced her to remain pure before their wedding, so she wasn't allowed to have sex with anybody else, and then they married her off at 18 for business, and he's the worst, and he beats her up and is abusive Gross. In every sense of the word. The next day, they're driving to their new destination, and Lex is thinking about how it's been 10 years since he's been with a woman. If he were himself from 10 years ago, he would have forced himself on her a long time ago, but he's not gonna do that now. So, like, you were a rapist 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yucky.
He's like, yeah, I raped.
Yeah. I'd be like, that gave me the ick.
Yeah, major.
Please don't come near me.
But he's better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been 10 years. He's reformed.
He barely wants to rape her now.
Only a little.
As she drives, he places a hand on her pussy and she swerves, telling him not to touch her. But he doesn't listen and says, don't touch you where? And she meekly says, on my pussy. He holds his hand there anyway and asks how old she was when she got married, and she says 18. Lex asks her if her husband has been the only one to make her come, and he can feel Selena's arousal on his fingers as she says yes. But she doesn't want another man, and she doesn't want to talk about this. He says if she doesn't talk to him about her husband, he'll make her come. But she really doesn't want to talk about her husband and the trauma he caused her, so he starts to move his fingers on her clit, and she starts to moan against her will.
Oh.
He asks if it feels good, and she whispers yes. And he says he'll tell her his name if she comes. So she lets herself go and comes against his fingers, and he tells her that his name is Lex. What a reward.
I'm sorry, but could you guys come in a moment like this?
No. Especially if I said, I don't want you to touch me.
Yeah. She's having this, like, internal battle about how much she doesn't want to like this, but her body just responds to him.
Because she's, like, never been touched before.
Because she's been abused.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. After feeling her come around my fingers, I want to get inside her even more. I want to feel her tighten around my dick. I want to fill her married pussy with my cum.
Adultery. They stop at a secondhand store to get more clothes, and he forces Selena to buy this tiny little skirt. And she's looking at the panties, and he's like, you want those panties? And she's like, I'm not buying secondhand panties. She asks if they can go to a different store to buy panties that aren't used, and he says, no, you don't get to wear panties.
Okay. What the fuck is happening? You shouldn't have let me feel you coming around my fingers, because now I want more. No, I need more. So when I tell you that you aren't going to wear panties, or that you're going to wear that little skirt, you're going to listen. I'll make you feel better than your husband ever did. He's grossing me out.
They get to the next hotel room, and she tells Lex she's gonna go shower. He tells her to undress in front of him, but she refuses. She doesn't want him to see all the bruises covering her body from her husband's fits of rage. She washes herself in the disgusting shower, and then she gets out and discovers her only pair of panties are missing.
No.
She demands Lex return them immediately, and he pulls them out of the nightstand drawer and is like, you want your panties, rabbit? And pulls his dick out and starts stroking himself with them. He asks if she likes what she sees, and Selena refuses to answer.
What is up with men, like, beating off with fabric?
I don't know.
I feel like it wouldn't be comfortable.
No. I don't know. It's a trend in books.
It's like a dry rub.
Yeah. It is a dry rub.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't that chafe, especially if they're all lacy and stuff?
Maybe if it was like a silk?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe a corduroy?
Oh, a corduroy.
A nice corduroy panty.
Who's wearing corduroy panty? Hey,
could you imagine?
No.
Patent pending.
Do you know what I like, Rabbit? When it's not a no from you, it's a yes. Shit, even when it's a no, it's still my yes. He brings my panties to the head of his cock. He drops his head back and groans as he comes in my underwear, saturating the thin fabric. We're going to have so much fun together, you and I. Lex smirks as he tosses the panties onto my lap. Well, put them on. Ew.
Put them on.
No.
This guy probably probably has like hepatitis. He spent like so many years in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She says she is absolutely not putting those on. And he's like, that's not how this works. Put them on. She wipes off as much of the cum as she can and takes them to the bathroom, but she can still feel the wetness against her skin. And when she comes back out, he forces her to show him that she's actually wearing them. She sits down and starts analyzing him until he tells her that he doesn't like her staring at him. And she's just like, well, I don't like wearing your cum.
Burn.
Yeah. He tells her to come stand next to him and he starts rubbing her over her pants, telling her she'll be sleeping in those panties, and asks how his cum feels. And she says it feels gross. And he's like, get used to it because soon you'll be covered in it. But she says they aren't doing anything more together.
I love how you think I won't end up inside you. I may have to tear you apart to get there, but I will get inside.
I'm gonna get ya.
Tonight, I'll leave your vulnerable little underbelly alone. Underbelly?
Her underbelly.
No.
I'm upset. But soon, nothing will keep me from ripping you wide open. Oh, I'm scared for her.
You should be.
I'm frightened.
He forces her to get in bed next to him, and she's confused at the flush of arousal she feels, and he warns her not to try and run away again. The next day, he forces Selena to drive to his buddy Rodney's house so he can get whatever he needs to cross the border, because I guess his plan is to, like, go to Mexico.
Hmm.
Rodney is this sicko pedophile, but Lex needs him to make a fake ID, and he brings Selena inside with him because everyone at this complex is just like Rodney.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Imagine, like, the sex offender map for his apartment complex. It's just red. One big red dot.
It'd be lit up.
Yeah. He creates a new ID for Lex and says, that'll be $1,000. And Lex is pissed at being ripped off. And he's like, well, we don't have that much and you know it. Rodney says he certainly has something he could use as payment, and then looks at Selena.
But she's not a child.
No, but like still unwilling, so like sexy.
When it's unwilling, he like it.
Yeah.
Nasty.
Lex doesn't want to sell Selena's body, but he refuses to go back to prison. So Rodney grabs her and drags her up off the couch as she screams at Lex. Rodney assures her it'll be quick as he pulls his pants down and pulls hers down too.
Uh-huh.
Lex looks at her bare ass and sees a bruise and looks at her face covered in tears. And then Lex tells himself he needs to let this happen, but he really doesn't like this for some reason.
Sir.
He's like, oddly enough, I don't like watching this woman be sexually assaulted.
Huh, maybe I'm not as bad as I thought.
Personal growth.
Wow.
He leaps up as Rodney is trying to put his tiny little weenie in her and rips him off of Selena. He starts choking Rodney out as Selena pulls her pants up and tries to run, but he tells her not to fucking dare. He snaps Rodney's neck and Lex grabs his ID and chases Selena as she books it outside. He grabs her by the throat and she begs him just to kill her. Just take the car, take her money, and end all of this. But now he's feeling guilt, which is a completely foreign feeling for him. He lets her go and tells her to get in the backseat of the car. He sits next to her and asks if that's what she really wants, and she nods her head. But he's not sure he wants to, even though he's killed before and it never bothered him. He grabs her head with both hands as she prepares to have her neck snapped. She knows Bryce will kill her painfully when she gets home, and this seems like the better option, and accepts her fate. He tries to kiss her, but she turns away. And he says he'll kill her if he can fuck her first. And if she still wants to die when it's over, he'll kill her. And she's just like, okay, fine.
This is so sad.
She lets him kiss her, and he crawls between her legs and pulls her shirt off and then her pants. He undoes his zipper and presses himself against her entrance, and then he kisses her and tells her to let him in.
Let me in.
He slides his fingers inside her and pulls them out, and then she hears him spit. He starts to fuck her and she feels like a whore.
Whore.
Whore. He whispers to her how stupid her husband is as he fucks her slower and more gentle than she expected. He says if she lets him keep her alive, he'll show her how he really fucks, and then he tells her to get on his lap, and she straddles him. She does, and she puts him back inside of her, and he tries to turn the dome light on, but she says no. She doesn't want him to see the bruises, and as she rides him, he asks what she doesn't want him to see, but she won't answer. She tells Lex that he was gonna let Rodney fuck her, and Lex says he knows, but he wasn't about to let Rodney inside of her before he got to experience it, and now he won't let anyone inside of her ever again, including her husband, and he can feel her tightening around him.
My moans lengthen, becoming longer the closer I get. Where does your husband come? On my belly, I whisper. Have you ever been filled up? He asks.
I swallow hard and shake my head. When Bryce fucked me, he didn't seem to savor being inside me. It was a place to push his frustration before dumping it onto my skin. As Lex's pelvis grinds against my clit with his cock deep inside me, I come. His hands travel down the curve of my spine and grip my ass. You're gonna make me come, bunny. He fists my hair and cranes my neck so he can bite the skin of my throat. I'm gonna fill your pussy and then you're going to tell me if you want to live or die as my cum drips from you. After he finishes, he stays inside of her and asks her what she wants. She leans against him and says, "You." Just like that.
Power of the dick, I guess.
They get to the next motel and she tells Lex she feels guilty for what they did, and he's like, "Your husband is a piece of shit, so calm down." She asks him why he was in prison, and when he refuses to answer, she says she'll tell him her secret if he tells her his. She lifts up her shirt to show Lex the worst bruises he's ever seen and then tells him that Bryce beats her. Lex doesn't know why, but this pisses him off. He tells Selena that he's serving multiple life sentences for murdering his foster parents and then a bunch of inmates once he was in prison. She gasps and runs into the bathroom. She runs herself a shower and tells herself that she doesn't know why, but she doesn't feel as shocked by that as she should. She knows she's dead whether he lets her go or not, so she's conflicted. She leaves the bathroom to see her clothes washed and dried for her, and then she crawls into bed as Lex takes his own shower and comes back into the room completely naked.
Put your dick away.
She pretends to be asleep as he crawls in next to her, and she wishes it were light enough so she could clearly see his toned ass body. They fall asleep and Lex wakes up in the middle of the night with a boner.
Don't they all?
Yeah. He pulls his dick out and starts to jerk off, pressing himself into her back, telling her not to pretend to be asleep. And she's still pretending to snooze. Like, she's like... She's like, no. So he pulls her pants down and presses his dick into her, telling her he can feel how wet she is and he knows she's awake. He calls her childish and pushes down on one of her bruises, making her yelp. He's the fucking worst.
He is the worst.
He rolls her onto her stomach and smashes her face into a pillow as she says his name. She tells him that he's hurting her, but he says he isn't even doing anything to hurt her yet.
Oh my God.
She begs him to get off of her and he reluctantly does. And he asks her what the hell is wrong with her.
He's like, bitch, I know you want to fuck. Imagine if she, like, legitimately was sleeping.
Yeah.
And she's just like...
But she was wet, so she wasn't.
What if she's just having, like, normal vaginal...
Discharge.
Yeah. What if it's just that?
She got that juicy pussy.
And he hasn't been around a woman for 10 years, so how does he know what that is?
That's true.
He says his cock wasn't hurting her, so what is it? And she says the bruises. So he forces her to strip to see exactly where she's bruised. And he sees her whole body is covered, and the worst one is on her outer thigh. And that's probably what hurt her when he was on top of her. He goes completely flaccid, and she tries to cover herself up and says his knee pressed right into her thigh and it just hurts so much. He has this foreign feeling of sympathy for her and says he's going to fuck her and then they're going to go back to New York because he's going to fucking kill her husband. She tries to say that they can't do that and he's like, you aren't doing anything. I'll kill him myself. Stop protecting him and stop being ashamed of your body. Your bruises are a reflection of him, not you. And then he bends her over the bed and she tells him she wants him inside of her.
There's so many things happening. Inside what? In your ass? Your pussy? My pussy. Good girl. I fist her hair, grip my cock, and push inside her. She whimpers as she drops her head and rests it on her fists. She feels incredible, and she looks amazing. I lean over her and run my hand down her stomach until I reach the dripping excitement between her legs. God damn it, bunny. I groan as I move my fingers along the seam of her pussy. Her clit swells beneath my touch. I rub her until she backs into me to take my cock deeper. I lift her to me, wrapping my free arm around her chest. Your husband is so fucking stupid. You know that, right? She hesitates for a moment before whimpering out a yes. I'm gonna fuck you in your bed at home. Make him watch. I want him to look at what he lost until his very last breath. Her cheeks flush. Lex, don't talk about him. I laugh. Until he's dead, I'll mention him as I fuck you.
Okay.
Get him.
Kill him.
He commands her to come for him, and she does. He tells himself once they got to Texas, he fully intended to kill her and be done with it, but now he wants to set his little rabbit free. The next day, they're in the car, and Selena is begging for Lex to turn around. She doesn't want to go back to her husband. He asks her if she strokes her husband's cock and grabs her hand, placing it on his erection over his pants, and tells her to show him how. He pulls his dick out and continues driving. She starts giving him a handy and he says, good girl, but now I need your mouth. She tries to say no, but he says, you don't have a choice.
She starts to suck on him, and he asks if her husband makes her suck his cock, and she nods. He tells her that she has the best mouth that he's ever felt.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
His cock impales the back of my throat when he thrusts his hips upward, which makes me gag. A deep growl leaves Lex's lips. Tears slip from my eyes as I pull back enough to keep from throwing up, and I take some quick breaths through my nose before he pushes me to the base of his cock. I gag again, but he holds me there to keep me from pulling away this time. My throat tightens, and I use my lips to protect his warm skin from my teeth. Why? Bite him. Bite his dick.
Bite it off.
You probably like it.
My whole body shudders. He lets go so I can draw a breath without my nose buried in skin and hair. God, I love how you choke on my dick. Is your husband as big as me? Has he ever made you gag like this?
He's a little too obsessed with her husband.
He's like, I'm gonna fuck your husband.
Yeah. I know. You wanna fuck him?
She shakes her head no, and he wipes the tears rolling down her cheek and licks them off his fingers. And she looks up to notice that literally every car on the road can see what she's doing. When she says something about it, he says if she keeps it up, he'll force her to ride him while he drives. So she puts him back in her mouth and he tells her to touch herself.
I rub two fingers along my slit. He controls the speed of my head as I control what happens between my legs. My moans vibrate against his cock and the feral groan he releases vibrates against me. As I get closer to my edge, I feel the need to pull him from my mouth. The tense muscles in my body make it harder to keep my teeth off him. Is it too much for you? Having trouble keeping these teeth off my dick? You can bite, sweet bunny. You can't hurt me.
See, he like it.
I shake my head as best I can. Fine, take your mouth off me so you can come, but don't you dare stop stroking.
She keeps stroking him as she comes, and Lex tells her he wants to come inside of her, but her throat just won't do. He needs her pussy. She says absolutely not. They're going 70 on the freeway, but he tells her to take off her pants and climb onto his lap. She does as she's told, and he makes her control the steering wheel. So she's like facing the road with the steering wheel on his lap, naked, and he's got the gas and brake.
That is so stressful.
That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine like driving down the freeway?
I'd be like, hey,
I'm so sorry you have to see this.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. Effortless glow-up energy. But make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right. Your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Drive, he says with a groan. If I try to drive while buried in your perfect cunt like this, I'm liable to kill us both. His teeth scrape my shoulder before he bites into my neck. I'm not going to last long with you. Your pussy is so fucking wet. All from my cock, huh? Yes, I whimper and try to keep my eyes on the road and my hands on the wheel as he thrusts against me. He's so fucking deep and it makes it hard to keep the car on a straight path. I'm going to come, he whispers. His hips pulse before settling beneath me. I make a move to get off his lap, but he holds me in place. Not yet, sweet bunny. He slips his hands from my hips to the wheel in front of me. I want to feel you around me for a little while longer. I sigh and drop back against his chest as he drives.
Okay.
A
Imagine seeing that on the road.
I would be like, oh my God, look, look, look what's happening. His cock twitches inside me and I stop caring about the occasional car that drives by as I sit on the heat of his cock. That would be all I think about.
Yeah.
I would be like, look, oh my God.
Lex knows that he's taking an enormous risk right now going back to New York, but since he's decided to let Selena live, he knows he can't let her go home to him. On their way back to New York, instead of stopping at a motel one night, they drove to a place where Lex used to go when his foster parents were especially shitty to him. That's like considered a safe place. They stopped there for the night, and it's like a dirt road with trees on top of a hill that overlooks the city. They're laying together on the grass, and this is like the first time that they both actually felt free in a while. Obviously, because Lex was in a physical prison and she's in like a metaphorical prison, and they both fell asleep next to each other on the hill cuddling.
Oh, cute.
The next morning, instead of going straight to the car, they go to a pond, and Lex starts stripping and told Selena to start taking her clothes off, and she's like, no way, I'm not getting in the water. And he literally was like, if you don't start taking your clothes off, I'm gonna do it for you. She was like, I am not going swimming. And he literally just like stripped for her. Like, he walked up to her, started taking her clothes off, and then threw her in the water.
A gentleman.
Does she even know how to swim?
He didn't even check. He was like, I don't care.
He said, if you drown, you drown. I'm still gonna fuck ya.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They were in the water and she was looking at him with kiss me eyes. And he told her that if she wanted a kiss, all she had to do was take it. But she still couldn't bring herself to be the one to initiate it. They were playing in the pond and she told him, catch me if you can, predator. So she started swimming and swimming and swimming away. As she pops up from the water, trying to get a breath, she hears him from behind her and she could tell that she kind of just made a really big mistake.
Yeah, nightmare.
Yeah, she was like really scared because she just realized that she poked the bear. She realized that she's antagonizing a real predator and that his mask for control is slipping, and she's now really trying to actually get away. A game for her that was fun is now actually turning really scary, and she's running towards the car and he's just a few steps behind her. She reaches the car that was like her end goal, and she turns around and strong arms engulf her, and she's thrown onto the hood of the car.
She's running naked. I'm sorry, I can't.
Her titties are just like flopping in the wind.
This is like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my like biggest fears is somebody like running after me.
Really?
And can you imagine that?
Like playing tag?
Like a man running after me, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's scary.
Do you guys never picture like when you get home and it's dark at night and you're by yourself, you're walking up to your front door? I always imagine a fucking grown man just running full speed at me. And I just have to get in my door as quick as I can, and I never do.
Just shaking every time.
Yeah.
I'm hoping someone tries me. I have a lot of anger to get out.
Get
please,
it out.
Yeah. Come at me.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, fuck. Wrong house.
Don't fuck with Shelby. She may be little, but she's strong.
Someone test me.
Yeah, please.
He tells her that was really stupid and he wants to rip through her, but he really wants to make her feel good instead.
Don't you close those legs. I told you I would lay you on this goddamn hood and fuck you with my mouth. And he does. Oh God, he fucking does. He buries his face between my legs and licks at me like he's ripping the flesh off my bones with his tongue. It's rough enough that I raise my hips to put some space between my pussy and his mouth. He releases one of my thighs and puts a flat hand on my pelvis, pushing me against the metal. Don't you move away from me. Stay here and let me take what I caught. Like a little fish. He looks up at me from between my legs. Don't start a game you can't handle losing. I mean, truly, he is in fact a predator.
Yep. Yeah, she did run. She shouldn't have done that.
He tells his bunny he loves it when she moans because he knows she forgets that she's married and that he's a bad guy.
His fingers push deeper inside me and my warm wetness slips past them. He fucks me with his fingers while he works me with his tongue until I spasm around him. My chest rises, lifting my back from the hood of the car. I ride out my orgasm with a few long licks of his tongue. That leaves me bucking my hips against his mouth with every intense sensation.
She's like flopping on the hood of the car.
Just like an ass-shaped dent on the hood.
Deadliest catch.
After she's finished coming, he takes her off the car and puts her hands on the hood and drops to his knees and licks her pussy, then continues licking till he gets to her booty hole. And she's like, oh, hell no. She tries to pull away and he is not having it.
He said, give me that butthole. Shh. rabbit. When I eat you, I want to devour all of you. Prey doesn't question how they're being eaten. They just let the predator get its fill.
They let it.
I want some poo-poo, baby.
Give me the pink eye.
She's basically like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel this way? And he's feasting on her booty hole. And she literally like grabs his head and holds his head still at her asshole so he can't move away from it.
Oh, she's a butt gal.
She just farts.
She's going to be into some anal. Every bit of you tastes like a delicacy I shouldn't get to eat. Something much too fancy for me.
It's her asshole.
She's got a fancy butthole.
He's like, what is this, poo? It's tasty. Fart a little bit for me. Let me taste it.
He's eating booty, fingering her pussy, and slapping her clit, and she came and saw stars.
Wow.
He hit her with the 1-2-3 combo.
Oh my god.
When they finished, he told her to get her shit, get in the car. And she could see darkness in his eyes. And she was like, what the fuck did I do? And he told her that her pussy is so good, it makes him want to fuck her so hard until it'll hurt her. And he doesn't want to hurt her like he's hurt the others. He doesn't want to make her hate him. Selena is quiet as they're driving towards her house. And Lex is like, what's the matter? Are you quiet because we're getting towards your house? Or are you worried about what I'm going to do to your husband? He sealed his fate when he put hands on you like that. She finally answered him about why she was so quiet. And she says that she feels bad about being excited. She asked him why he didn't sleep with her back in the woods, and he told her that he didn't want to hurt her and that he was about to lose his control. And instead of looking scared, she looked excited.
He said, hurt me.
And that kind of like infuriated him though, because he was like, she doesn't really know how dangerous I really am. And that pissed him off because he was like, I could literally kill her at the snap of my finger. She could plead and plead and plead for me to stop, and I won't.
Cutie.
Yeah, you need some help.
Because he's crazy. They pull into a parking lot of a fast food restaurant, and he pulls her into a searing kiss, and they passionately make out. But this time it's different. It's like she's remembering all the times they've hooked up before, and she's hot for it. He looks around the parking lot and no one's paying attention, so he scoots his seat back and tells her to hop on top and grind on his dick until she makes herself come. And this time she kisses him.
How's he get his dick up so much?
He's hot for her.
10 years in prison.
Yeah.
Got a boatload of cum ready to go.
And he is like, damn, it's really going to be so hard to leave her after I kill her husband.
Shoot.
They're a few blocks away from her house now, and they come up with a plan that she needs to drive up to her house by herself because he obviously can't be in the car. She doesn't like that plan at all, but she needs to tell her husband the truth that she's been carjacked. But she's just honestly really scared to go into her house by herself.
Also, what does it say that you're so much more scared of your husband than a convicted rapist and murderer? You want to hang out with that guy instead of your own husband?
She's like my hero. She gives Lex the key to her house in case things go south, and Lex gives her his pocket knife for protection. The moment that she pulls into her driveway, the front door is whipped open, and it's her husband Bryce, who literally has like zero emotion on his face. Not even concern, nothing, which is even scarier to her than rage. He rips her inside. She tries telling him that she's been carjacked, but he will not hear a word she's saying. He immediately accuses her of running off with some guy, calling her a whore, and then just punches her straight in the face. But she doesn't react because she knows it's the reaction that he's looking for. So she basically just lays there and takes it. He tells her since she wants to run off and be a whore, then he's going to show her how whores get fucked. And he basically takes her by the hair and drags her into the kitchen and sprawls her over the kitchen island and forces himself on her.
Disgusting. And it's crazy to me that men like that feel like they are men when they beat on women. It's disgusting.
And men like that exist too. That's insane to me.
And then she hears clapping in the background and her eyes open, and it's Lex. He tells him not to stop on his account, and Bryce is like, who the fuck are you? And he's like, the one who held your wife against her will. And he tells Bryce that it will be the last time that he's inside of her. And Bryce steps away, and Selena goes to pull up her pants, and Lex tells her, no, no, not you, not yet.
He said, I'm fixing to fuck ya.
She goes to look at him, and she doesn't even see the man that she spent the last couple of days with. This man that she's looking at looks completely evil right now.
Yeah, because he's evil.
He's a felon. Not all felons are evil, though. I shouldn't say that.
No, but this man is.
Mm-hmm.
He points to the stand stain on his pants, and it basically just like starts like totally emasculating Bryce, saying like, you see the stain on my pants? That's from your wife. I bet you've never even made her come before. And like was just trying to totally make him feel like shit. Lex takes his arm around Selena's hip and he puts his hand between her legs.
Lex rubs my clit in a way that makes me twitch. Do you even know how your wife likes to be touched? What makes her do that? He draws circles around me with the tips of his fingers. Do you know how many fingers she likes inside her? How about how she likes a tongue on her? God, have you ever tasted her? He pulls his fingers away from me and licks them. She's fucking delicious.
What a compliment.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm glad you like my pussy juice.
I had pineapples for lunch.
Lex holds open his palm to Selena as if motioning for her to hand him the knife, but she can't let it go. Not because she doesn't want him to have the knife, but because she feels safe with it. But Bryce sees that as a moment of vulnerability and leaps for the knife on the kitchen island. Selena closes her eyes and she can't watch what's going on. She just hears bodies clashing together, blood splashing, and she's terrified to see who it came from. She opened her eyes and Bryce is clutching his abdomen with a pool of blood at his feet and she just starts screaming.
Good bitch. Die.
Lex is trying to soothe her and Bryce called for her in a way that's so unfamiliar, it draws her to him. So she crawls towards him knowing that he's dying and it hurts her. Not because she's losing him, but because his death wasn't painful enough. So she takes the knife she had and stabs into his stomach, then stabs his dick, then repeatedly stabs him over and over and over again.
Yeah.
She doesn't stop until Lex stops her and tells him that they have to go. And she says, not until she fucks him first. She needs to hurt Bryce one last time. They're fucking while her abusive husband is laying dead on the floor. And Lex is like comparing the sex, asking her, did he ever fuck you like this? Bryce starts making gurgled, whimpering sounds, obviously while he's actively dying. And Selena stops Lex from killing him, saying that she wants him to feel it all and suffer and watch them as they have sex. They need to get out of the house ASAP. And Selena says that she has an old car that no one knows about in the garage. And while Lex is going to go grab the car, Selena is going to go grab some cash and then they're on their way. As Selena was leaving the house with the cash, she saw Lex straight up about to leave her ass behind. He was betraying her. He was just about to really? Take the car and fucking dip without her.
He said, I got him. Bye.
She starts fighting with him in the driveway about how he was betraying her and like was starting making a scene. And he was like, get in the car. As they were driving in the car, he was pleading with her to just be a victim. Be a DV victim. Be a carjack victim. He doesn't care what kind. Just be a victim because like she will not survive in prison. He came to a conclusion that if she refuses to be a victim, he will not have any other choice but to kill her. They park for the night in the middle of like their own little makeshift alcove in the middle of nowhere. And Selena goes in the backseat getting ready for a trip to Pound Town and is so wet. All it takes for him is hardly thrusting to get inside of her.
I'm destined for hell, but her pussy is heaven. And I'll be saved as long as I'm inside her. I'm washed of my sins as long as I bathe in her cum.
Oh. Poetic.
How kind.
Those are wedding vows right there.
They're having coitus. And since she's choosing to stay, they're now a team. And that makes him hot, hot, hot and brings him to orgasm.
Oh my God, coitus and orgasm?
Coitus.
She was a little disappointed that he came so early. The thought of them being a team like literally made him like bust on the spot. So she was like really disappointed that he came in like three pumps. So he stayed inside of her and decided to play a little DJ with her clit until she was trembling in his lap. And that was bringing his dick back to life. They go another round this time and he asks if she ever been spit on. So he spits on her pussy and she has split emotions about it. Her body loved it, but her mind was telling her it was wrong.
Open your mouth, I say. My spit on her pussy isn't enough. And I'm sure no one's ever spit in her pretty mouth either. She hesitates, and I stare at her full lips as I wait for her to do as she's told. Come on, sweet bunny, open up for me. My voice is low and rich with pleasure. I spit in her mouth. A startled yelp leaves her throat as it hits her tongue. I know she doesn't want to like it, but it's clear her body does as she clenches around me.
I let Zach spit in my mouth once and I hated it. It's the temperature difference.
I do let Andrew spit in my mouth.
I've never tried it, but something about that makes me want to vomit.
It's the temperature difference.
It is. It is a shock.
Selena's daydreaming, reminiscing on their sexy time as she's driving, and a cop pulls behind them and puts the lights on. Lex is telling her to basically get her shit together because she's losing her mind, and she's trying really hard to pull herself together since she's the one driving. They get pulled over because she was driving reckless per the officer and hitting the lines frequently. She said it was because she was driving long and she was tired. Lex is pretending to sleep in the passenger seat, but he still has his pistol in case things go bad. He doesn't obviously want to kill the officer, but if he has to, he knows that he will. Selena fake woke Lex up, and once the officer deemed that she was not under the influence, and after Selena had a mini panic attack, that the car still had valid insurance and Lex's fake ID passed, the officer let them switch places and go about their day. The fake ID that Rodney gave him was the name of Ben Jergenhoff, which is like Ben Jerkenhoff.
Yeah, the cop's like, have a nice day, Mr. Jergenhoff.
And he's like,
they pull up to a lake and strip to wash off. Lex wraps Selena in his arms and sinks her under the water. She knows she could panic, but she trusts him. She knows that he'll pull her up, so she lets herself run out of oxygen, and at the last moment, he pulls her up. He tells her that it's the trust that she has in him that makes her wet, not the act of being degraded, and she realizes that he's right. He asks if she would let him do anything, and she says yes. Then he says, can I fuck your booty hole? And she says, anything except that.
What if we play a game? I'll let you run, and if I catch you, I'm taking your ass. He wants her butthole.
Yeah, he likes it.
She still says no, and he's basically like, I don't care. And he tells her that he'll give her a 10-second head start.
Start running, bitch.
It's raining hard now, and she can't hear any of his steps. And he pops up from behind her and pushes her into a rock and bends her over. She's so scared that he's about to rip into her asshole.
Yeah.
But he surprises her as he goes into her pussy instead. But he's fucking her harder and rougher than he's ever fucked her before. He starts fingering her tight ring of muscle.
Yum.
There it is. Lex, he drops his hands to either side of my head, leaning his weight onto me. Don't say my name like that. I won fair and square, bunny. Your ass is mine.
No, it's not.
I would be shaking in my fucking boots.
She's not wearing boots. She's naked.
I'd be shaking in my ankles.
He starts inching himself in her ass, and she's literally doing breathing exercises trying to relax. He is, thankfully, being, like, sweet and going slow and, like, praising her the whole time, though.
Good fucking girl. He groans as he pushes himself inside me. He keeps his hips still, allowing me to adjust to his size and stretch around him. You take everything I give you, don't you? His words mimic what he said in the car when I took his spit. Now, with him this deep inside me, I want to take everything he can give me to make him proud. This poor woman.
Yeah, she needs therapy.
Oh, so much. Don't pick up hitchhikers.
No.
No.
Especially if your husband's gonna beat the shit out of you when you get home.
Yeah.
She wanted this. She was asking for it.
Charlotte.
He starts really fucking her, but keep in mind, they're using absolutely nothing for lube besides her pussy juices and his spit.
What do I always say? Where's the lube?
Not here.
Your poor rectum.
So although she's like gotten used to the discomfort, the pain has never gone away. So, and he could tell that she was not really enjoying herself. She was trying to push through it for him. So he decided to stop, thankfully. Thank the fucking Lord, because like, if this guy had any sense of compassion, this would be the time to have it.
What a gentleman.
She's gonna have anal leakage.
Yeah, now. She's got a fissure for sure.
She is deranged in the head, though, because she's disappointed that he stopped. I do get it a little bit, though, because, like, you know, like, when you're having sex with someone and then, like, they stop for it. If you're even having discomfort, they, like, stop and you're just like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I want you to come type of situation, you know?
Yeah, I get it.
Because then you think it's, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he told her that she did everything he asked her to and good girls get rewarded, so he starts eating her out. He tells her that he wants her to come and get off on the one man that she shouldn't, so she does. They're in Tennessee, and when they're getting gas, they heard two locals talk about a lonely farmer who's away, and Lex thought it sounded like a good opportunity to get a new car, so Lex heard where the guy lived, and that's where they decided they were going. They get in a fight over childhood trauma and how she thinks that Lex might see her as spoiled, and she knows it's a deep-rooted insecurity of hers, but it's like super triggering for her. And as they pull up to the farmer's driveway, she told Lex that she wanted to be alone and just for him to go in the farmer's house by himself. He reluctantly agrees, but drops a knife on the ground for her for protection. She hears a commotion going on and walks up to the house to find Lex wrestling someone in the house. It's a pretty even fight, and Selena knew she needed to do something as the man was reaching for his gun to turn it on Lex. She plunges the knife right into the man's throat, slicing his artery. She's fighting the vomit all over the floor as she realizes she's now a full-blown fucking murderer. Because the first time she could justify it, but now there's no justifying it. She just killed someone.
She's a killer.
Spring is giving fresh start vibes. Like, suddenly you want to open the windows, drink more water, and maybe act like you have your life together. But when dinner rolls around and you're this close to ordering takeout again, ButcherBox can help. They deliver premium, clean protein straight to your door. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no mystery ingredients. Just real food that actually fuels your body instead of slowing it down. effortless glow-up energy, but make it dinner. For over a decade, ButcherBox has led the industry with meat and seafood that's antibiotic-free, hormone-free, and independently verified. Because when it comes to fueling your body, quality isn't extra. It's everything. Clean, whole protein means better support for strength, metabolism, and that steady, all-day energy we're all chasing. As an exclusive offer, new listeners can get their choice between chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off when you go to butcherbox.com/pods. That's right, your choice of chicken breast or top sirloin for a year, or ground beef for life. Plus $20 off your first box and free shipping always. That's butcherbox.com/pods. Don't forget to use our link so they know that we sent you.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lex tries telling her it gets easier, and she blames him for making her murder that guy, and he kind of puts it into her perspective that now she's no better than he is, so don't act like it. She goes upstairs to shower, and he moves the body outside, then joins her, as reluctant as she is, and he starts playing with the shower head over her body and found out that she's never really used anything other than her hand to get herself off. She's about to come, and he asks if he can come on her face, and she agrees.
I grab the back of her head, ball her hair in my fist, and crane her neck just a bit more so I can see her pout over my cock. I touch the tip to her mouth, grazing the seam of her lips. I stop stroking my head, only jerking off the shaft so I can see it all. All that I need to give her. Her warm lips rest against the tip of my dick, and it's enough to make me come, whether I stroke myself or not. I'm gonna come, I growl. Pearls of white shoot from me, and just like I demanded, she doesn't even blink as my cum hits her cheek. It spills over her mouth as I rub it against her soft, warm skin. She looks so fucking beautiful covered in my cum.
Oh.
Pearls of white.
He finishes their shower by washing them both, and even as he washes her hair with a detachable shower head from the window in the bathroom, the way the sun is peeking in, she looks like a literal angel.
Cute.
So after they're done with their shower, they are interrupted from someone knocking outside the door. She tells him that she's going to handle this one and for him to go hide. He doesn't like it, but he agrees. She answers the door, telling the gentleman she is Richard's niece and she's staying here while he's out of town. The man is naturally suspicious of her, but decides she might want some company being all alone out here and being a very pretty girl.
Ew.
Gross.
He snatches her and tries to strangle her, whispering he knows she isn't his niece. She looks nothing like his family. Lex sneaks around the house and shoots the man just as he's about to sexually assault her.
What is wrong with all the men in this book?
I don't know.
Lex scoops her up and apologizes when they get inside because she's like profusely crying, like her ears are ringing, and she's just like upset that everyone keeps getting murdered.
And she keeps getting sexually assaulted.
Yeah.
Like every other day.
Lex is pretty sure he's in love with Selena, but isn't sure how loving someone feels. So he's not sure what to do in this situation. So he just holds her. As he's holding her, he thinks about what he's going to do with her. And then she pouts at him.
Her lip pouts and my cock twitches beneath her. I still want to fuck that sweetness out of her and fill her with my darkness. I want to take her until she stops having a heart that beats for anyone but me, until she has no more guilt or regret about the people we killed to keep our hearts beating together.
Mm.
Toxic.
He pulls his head out of the gutter to tell her that she can't stay with him on this journey anymore because crossing the border isn't safe with him. She is not safe with him at all. And he's like pissed off at himself because he knows that he's one of the reasons why she's not safe. He begs for her to hate him, but she refuses. So he's like, okay, I'll just make you hate me. He starts choking her and then starts to unzip his pants, but he doesn't continue. He gets off her and says that he'll drop her off at the bus stop. So get ready.
Wow, growth.
What a character arch.
Selena starts walking down the dirt road instead of getting in the truck with him. And he's like driving the truck next to her, being like, quit being a fucking child. Get in the vehicle. We're going to the bus stop. And she's like, no. He says, fine. I want to see how fast you can run since you want to play games. And then he puts the truck in park. She doesn't think that he will actually hurt her, but he looks every bit the predator that he is. He starts counting down from 10 and she takes off running. After he's done counting down, he starts running after her and he wonders
if he'll hurt her or please her once he reaches her. He ends up running into a barbed wire fence and cuts his thigh. He then sees a piece of fabric also stuck and recognizes it as part of her shirt. So he's like, oh fuck, she's actually hurt. But he's still getting a boner over the chase.
Of course. As I barrel through the brush, I knock back branches and make my way through the dark, silent forest. The old me burns beneath my skin. Dark thoughts creep from the deepest recesses of my mind to argue with me. Images of what I'll do once I catch her swirl through my thoughts. I want to fuck her one last time.
He hears rustling and follows it up a hill and back down over some trees. He finally spots her and tackles her to the ground. He turns her over, ripping her leggings down, and pulls his dick out.
I pull her hips up, spit in my hand, and rub it along my cock before pushing inside her. She gasps as I fuck her in the rough, hellish way I want, with every thrust forcing my frustration and anger through her. I push the thrill of the hunt inside her, relentlessly fucking her as if every moment she outsmarted me deserves a moment where Lexington, the man I hide from her, even as she whispers his name, can come out and play.
She cries out in pain and starts to cry, but he continues going until he feels bad and stops so he can comfort her. He turns her around and starts to fuck her normally, but he says he wants her to forget him, and she says that she could never. She says the only way she could is if he killed her. So he starts to choke her, but he can't follow through. He tells her when they make it to the border to just tell the police that he kidnapped her. They get back to the house to clean up, and after she showers and he hops in the shower, she walks to the truck and loads it with supplies so they can continue their journey. As they drive, she tells them that she's come up with a plan, and he's like, okay, what is it? And it's to go to this forest in Arkansas where it's like vast and rural and people build off the grid cabins. And he's like, not a bad idea. They make it to the forest and kill the engine on the truck. They decide to get some sleep just in the bed of the truck for the night. So she tries to kiss him, but he doesn't want to fuck her tonight. He's got to keep watch, but she ignores him and unbuttons his pants and slips under the blanket.
Now he's getting sexually assaulted.
Yep.
Good, get him.
Oh, how the turntables.
Oh, how they turn. Don't do what you're thinking, Selena. He whispers through a frustrated groan. You know, once you put your mouth on me, I'm done. That's the point, I say before kissing the warm skin above his pants. I work his jeans open, pull out his cock, and take him into my mouth. Naughty fucking rabbit, he growls and takes the blanket off so he can see me.
She continues to suck his dick until he stops her and makes her get on the tailgate of the truck. He lays her down and starts eating her out.
Your pussy. See, is like something I've never tasted, bunny, and I could eat you all fucking night. He groans as he strokes himself and licks me. His tongue dips inside me before slowly curling over my clit.
He continues to eat her out, and then he stops for a minute and says,
have you ever squirted?
I just really wanted you to read that.
Have you guys ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, Shelby.
I think I'm one of those gals that just can't, you know?
Just pee a little. That's fake
it. One time I've like hit the ceiling.
Wow.
Like, wow.
Oh.
Wait, with your juice?
Yeah.
The ceiling?
It's still up for discussion. Is it juice or is it pee?
No one knows.
He gets her in a different position and finger bangs her until she squirts. And then he tells her to do it again on his dick. She asks if he has feelings for her. He says if there's anything left of his heart, it's hers. And then they both come.
Wow. And she's just a squirter on command.
I guess.
Yeah.
Good for her.
They find their cabin the next day, but they don't know if it's already occupied by anyone. So he's like, I'm gonna go inside, but let's mutually agree if it's occupied. I just get rid of them. As they approach the cabin, he steps inside, but something smells weird. And he says, there's a dead guy in there.
What?
Yeah. The dead owner is in his recliner, just
being dead.
Being dead.
That's kind of sad.
Lex disposes of the body and they clean up the cabin as best as they can because apparently it smells fucking awful.
Yeah, Arkansas is like hot and humid, right?
Yeah.
It's just like a rotted body in a recliner.
Ugh. Nasty.
They've been at the cabin for a couple nights now, and Lex has been doing odd jobs for other off-the-grid cabins. So when he finishes one of the jobs, he walks in and says he has to go do something to get them extra cash. She's like, what are you up to? And he's like, I gotta go rob the store, and you're gonna be a distraction.
Casual.
They get to the gas station, and she distracts the cashier outside while he steals the money. She feels awful because the man is being super nice and helpful, but Lex is like, if you just saw what he was doing in his bedroom, you probably wouldn't feel that bad because apparently he was just whacking it off in his bedroom. He has like porn like all over the place.
Oh, ew. Nasty old man.
He steals more than they thought the old man would have, but not everything. So she's not like upset with him about it. And then they go to eat at the small diner.
As they wait for their food, he unzips her jeans and starts to finger her. He makes her ask for coffee creamer while he's knuckles deep into her, and when the waitress leaves, she says, "Fuck you, Lex.
Watch your mouth, rabbit, or I'll put you on your fucking knees beneath this table. See how mouthy you feel like being then. I want you to come, bunny. You were so fucking good tonight. So damn sexy. Such a good little bait, rabbit. I don't know a single man that wouldn't go out of their way to help you. All you have to do is give us a look with those big, sweet eyes. Come for me. Come on my fingers so I can eat my dinner with your scent still on me."
Okay, you animal.
She comes, and when he pulls his hand out, he wipes it off on her clothes, and their food arrives.
I don't think I could fucking come in public, like at a restaurant with people eating right next to me. No. Charlotte, why did you look like
There's
that?
There's no way I'd be in the mood.
Charlotte?
What?
Charlotte's thinking about it.
No, I was thinking about it. Maybe. I don't know. Well, what kind of people are at the restaurant? Families? No. Other adults? I don't know. It sounds like they're in like a sketchy town with other sketchy people. Come in front of them. Who cares?
Forget about it.
As they drive back to the cabin, they pass a hitchhiker and she tells Lex to pull over. Let's help him. He says, fuck no, but finally does as she says. The guy is super sketchy, and when he asks for their names, Lex gives him the name Ben, and he introduces himself as Jamie, and he wants to know what her name is, and Lex is like, none of your concern, don't even fucking look at her. And the guy's like, got it.
That's my woman.
I feel like, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Why would you pick up a hitchhiker twice?
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Maybe they can add this guy to the mix.
Yeah.
That's true.
They get back to the cabin, and Lex is on edge more than normal. They try to get Jamie's story, but he's being super evasive, and it's furthering Lex's paranoia.
They brought him back to the cabin.
Where else are they going to take him? It's BFE.
Stupid decision.
Stupid.
Lex tells Jamie the only rules at their house is to not touch their shit and do not look at her. Do not touch her. Don't even think about her. Lex then takes Selena to the bedroom to try and fuck her, but she's like, no, there's somebody literally out there.
As if she didn't just come in the middle of a restaurant.
Yeah, I know. She didn't fuck him while he was driving down a freeway.
Lex sees a shadow out of the corner of his eye in the doorway and knows it's Jamie, but he doesn't care if he watches, so he claims what's his. He fucks Selena, and when he finally finishes, she sees Jamie was watching and tries to cover herself. Lex tells her to stop and is like, Jamie, come in here. You know you want to. Jamie comes in the room, and Lex is like, you literally broke all of my rules. And then he grabs Jamie and snaps his neck.
I mean,
is it just so easy to snap a neck? Like, I feel like it would take a lot.
I mean, I could make you look to the left really fast, but I don't know if I could snap your neck.
I mean, I feel like I could give you some, like, whiplash, but
yeah,
that's about it.
This is, like, the third man he snapped their neck.
I could for sure give you, like, a pulled muscle.
Yeah.
Maybe a fracture, a hairline fracture.
Ooh,
I don't know.
That would be bad.
Yeah. A slipped disc? I don't know.
Maybe. Yeah.
So many possibilities. Just not death.
No, death is not one of the possibilities.
He goes to take Jamie's body out and decides that they can't play house anymore. He tells her to be gone by the time he's back inside or she's next. Oh, so this God. Is like what Jenna was talking about. It's my whole section of the book, pretty much.
Just be pieces of shit together.
Selena cleans herself up and has an internal battle over leaving. Ultimately, she makes a decision. She grabs the gun and the keys to the truck. Lex finishes getting rid of Jamie's body and steps inside the house, wanting to clean up and to see what she decided, when he hears a pistol cock back. She's pointing the gun at him and says she's sick of how he's treating her. He's like, wow, you're pulling the gun on me. Okay, but I want what's best for you, so you should leave or kill me. Like, pick one. He approaches her and gets the gun away, apologizing, and then he tells her to sleep in the room. He'll take the couch for the night. The next morning, she tells herself, she's like, I can actually handle all of his shitty parts, so I want to stay together. They have makeup sex, and as she's on top of him, she says,
have you ever been spit on? She asks, a sly grin on her face as she leans forward and rocks on my lap. Oh, rabbit, not the way you're thinking, I say. Open your mouth.
She does, and he's low-key into it. He's like, never thought I would be into that, but here for it. They finish, and she tells him that she loves him. He's suddenly super anxious and unsure what to say or do, but he tells her that he loves her too. And once those words leave his mouth, he thinks that they actually feel right. We're in the epilogue. They've been at their cabin for almost a year. He comes up behind her and says that he wants her to run. He needs to chase her. So she takes off running. He whispers, ready or not, here I come, rabbit. The end.
Beautiful.
The most toxic relationship.
Uh-huh.
So, Riley, how many red pepper emojis do you give this one?
I think I would give this one 3.
It's there.
Yeah. It was a little too rapey.
It was quite rapey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you think Lex is sexy?
No, not really.
No. And he's like 40 something. Grow up.
Yeah. Figure your life out. Yeah. No. His vibe is off.
It is.
As many red flags as the flag store.
Yeah, it's true. Would you trade places with Selena?
Oh my God, no.
No.
No, no, no. I would never.
All right. Well, next week we're going to have a super fun episode. Shelby won't be here, but Jenna Riley and I are going to be collabing with the Erotically Neurotic podcast. And we're all going to be telling you guys and Riley about the Sentient Celebrations series by Holly Wild. And that consists of Banging My Birthday Bear, Caked, and Cupped. And we're going to have her look at all three covers and give us her best guess on what they might be about. And I already read these and they are fucking insane.
Are they?
Yeah.
It's got like a beefed up bear on it. Oh, yeah. He looks like he was a teddy bear at first. So I feel like it's going to be like a teddy bear that comes to life with some type of mythical, magical power. And she's going to fuck that bear.
Okay.
Oh. This cover is foul. I don't really know what it is. It looks like the tip of a penis. And there's cum all over the cover.
Oh, yeah?
I don't even fucking know. You said it's a sentient celebration. So maybe like a cake is going to come alive. Possibly like a birthday candle.
I just looked at the cover.
That is a foul cover.
Let's see if cupped is any better.
Let's see. Oh, my God.
It looks like a penis, too.
Yeah, it does. It freaks me out.
And I will say the last one was the most insane.
Yay.
So this one, it's a cup on the cover with, it looks like whipped cream on it. But once again, cum everywhere. All over. Maybe it's like a two girls, one cup situation. Maybe she's going to fuck the cup. Maybe sit on the cup. I don't know, but there's so much cum everywhere. I'm so scared.
Can I just tell you, you're 3 for 3.
No fucking way.
What?
No fucking way.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
I'm getting good at this. I'm getting good at this. I didn't even look them up.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten for early access ad-free episodes. And at the second tier, you have access to a podcast of unfortunate events where Riley and I will be doing a deep dive into a series of unfortunate events by Lemony Snicket.
Woo! Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino. America's
social casino. Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.